one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. November is my month. And it's my month because two of my favorite feasts fall during this month. Christ the King, which falls just before Advent, and then All Saints. Now, what is a saint? It's an important question to ask because the saints are not far out freaks, neither are they a cold and aloof spiritual aristocracy. Who then are the saints? Well, the collect for this Mass describes them as those who have lived virtuous and godly lives. So this is the first thing that we would want to say about the saints, that they are our examples. And this great feast of All Saints calls to our attention all the holy men and women who have ever lived. And as important as they are, we honor not the apostles, not the evangelists, not the martyrs, not the confessors, not those heroes of the faith. They already have feast days in the church's calendar. This is the day of all the ordinary, hundreds of thousands of ordinary, often anonymous brothers and sisters in Christ who have lived and died in holiness. People like you and like me who've lived in every age, every circumstance, and have attained sanctity. Normal men and women who, with the same passions, the same difficulties, the same obstacles, and with the same divine help, have achieved their salvation. And I will tell you that there is nothing that has gone on in your life. There is nothing that is even now going on in your life. There is nothing that will go on in your life that some saint has not gone through and with the help of God has turned into the triumphant praise of the Almighty and a victory over Satan, sin, and death. So on this great feast of All Saints, the church places before us all those millions of men and women who are what we would not willingly be. And by showing us these housewives, these teachers, these mothers, these students, these young, these old, these well, these sick, these healthy, these poor, these rich, among all the people of God, the church says to you and the church says to me, if they can live a holy life, outpoured for love of God and neighbor, why can't you? And in truth, we have no excuse that is not destroyed by the example of the saints. So the saints are our examples, yes, but let us not stop there. The saints are also our friends. The proper preface that you'll hear at this Mass speaks of God surrounding us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us. Those are words drawn from the letter to the Hebrews. And it speaks of the saints watching us as we run the race of life. Now, those of you who watch football, those of you who watch football live in stadiums know that spectators are not just mere observers. And so it is with the saints. They're not mere bystanders to our struggles with the world, the flesh, and the devil. They suck in their breath at our failure. And they stand on their seats and they cheer our successes. And what our heavenly prayer friends feel for us, they express in prayer to God on our behalf. The saints are our friends. Now, once a year at All Saints, the church calls us to think of all of these people, some of whom we've known. And I think that the church chooses an excellent time of year for this feast, the beginning of November, a time when very often the weather is colder or wetter than we would want it to be. And in this time of year, when it's dark in the evening, there's a snug feeling about coming into the house at the close of day and drawing the curtains across the windows. And when you do that, I want you to think of the saints in heaven, so snug there, with all the struggles of this earthly life behind them, and having drawn the curtains of heaven around them. And let us remember that the curtains of heaven are transparent curtains, not that we could see in. Oh, that we could. But the saints can see out. And they see you and they see me plowing our way through life, feeling our way with difficulty and falling. And they help us by not only shining on our path as examples, but helping us with their prayers, strong prayers, wise prayers, experienced prayers, while our prayers are so feeble and blind. Perhaps some November night when you're out, you'll look up and you'll see the sky all studded with stars. Think then of those innumerable saints in heaven, those examples, but also our friends who watch over us and care for us and are ready to help us with their prayers so that we may come just as they have come to dwell in the heavens with Jesus, the King of Saints. This hymn in procession to the font is on page 3 of your bulletin. Will you please stand and join in singing?